This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Post Malone's Hollywood's Bleeding is the biggest album of 2019 in total activity. Propelled by two of the biggest singles of the year, Wow and Sunflower, the album has hit 2 million units. Bleeding beats out Billie Eilish's When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? Taylor Swift's Lover sold more units, but Malone's singles have got more traction. Congratulations! Sorry. Ashton Kutcher tweeted out a phone number that he's now deleted and encouraged followers to text me for the truth. The tweet landed amid a flurry of headlines about Demi Moore's new memoir, Inside Out, in which she details the unraveling of her marriage to Ashton, whom she says cheated on her after they shared intimate encounters with other women. Shocking? Not in LA. Lil Nas X announced a break from music, including two festival cancellations, saying, quote, "It's been a wild last 7 months and I'm ready to take a little time off. Sorry to everyone attending TwitchCon or the Sandbox Music Festival. I will not be there. I love you guys and will make it up to you some way," unquote. After Old Town Road topped the US charts for 19 weeks, Lil Xy needs a nap. Jessica Simpson is back in her jeans and loving life. The 39-year-old fashion designer gave birth to her third child 6 months ago, but already she shed a whopping 100 pounds. Simpson said, quote, "It's been a lot of hard work. Everything that I've been eating is mostly made with cauliflower. I don't think I'll ever get back to my skinny jeans," unquote. Guess those Daisy Dukes days are gone. Justin and Hailey Bieber's wedding has irked people staying at the venue. Yep, the Montage Hotel in South Carolina sent guests an email telling them they won't be allowed to access the spa, a pool, and a fancy restaurant on the property from Sunday to Tuesday. The hotel offered refunds and various alternatives to guests who were livid about the inconvenience. Is it too late to say sorry? Sorry. Kanye West will release the film Jesus is King exclusively in IMAX theaters around the world on October 25th. Filmed this past summer, Jesus is King brings Kanye West's famed Sunday service to life in the Roden Crater and visionary artist James Turrell's never-before-seen installation in Arizona's Painted Desert. West was on his meds too, which is a bonus. The people have spoken, and they're not feeling Adam Levine's corn hawk. The Maroon 5 frontman has given the sides of his head a clean shave, bleached the top of his locks blonde, and put them in three cornrows down his head. He topped it all off with a rat tail that hangs to the nape of his neck. Fans chimed in saying Levine is going through a midlife crisis. Is that what that's called? I call it idiot. Christy Brinkley has no time for haters and conspiracy theorists who think she faked her injuries on Dancing with the Stars. The supermodel, 65, was set to compete on DWTS season 28, but dropped out of the show before its premiere after she suffered injuries that required surgery during a dance rehearsal. People are so mean on Twitter. Yikes! Has Zac Brown gone rogue from country music? That's what his fans are saying after Brown dropped what's being billed as his first pop album. Comments have been pretty negative, with some questioning whether Brown is going through a midlife crisis. Brown's album, The Controversy, features producers Max Martin and Benny Blanco. Didn't Taylor Swift already cross that bridge? Adam Levine said, "Try a corn hawk." Netflix's The Irishman, starring Robert De Niro and Al Pacino, held its official world premiere screening. The response so far from critics and journalists has been overwhelmingly positive, with some calling the 3.5-hour Martin Scorsese epic a masterpiece. The Irishman opens in limited release in theaters November 1st, ahead of its streaming launch on Netflix November 27th. Ooh, cool. Former Danity Kane singer Aubrey O'Day is livid with American Airlines after a flight attendant made her undress in front of the entire plane, exposing her bra. Her shirt said, "F***," and the steward didn't like that and made her turn it inside out. She said, quote, "I have never had a steward treat me like a punished child the entire flight," unquote. She wants him fired. Then he'd be f***ed. Tarek El Moussa and new girlfriend Heather Rae Young are living together now, according to Young's Selling Sunset co-stars Maya Vander and Davina Potratz. They were first seen kissing in July while aboard his boat at the Portofino Hotel and Marina in Redondo Beach. 1 month later, Young posted they were very happy. Is it just me, or does the new girlfriend look a lot like Tarek's ex, Christina? Orange Is the New Black star Ruby Rose has undergone emergency surgery after a serious injury left her at risk of being paralyzed. The actress documented the experience and included graphic video of her surgery. She herniated two discs while performing stunts a couple of months ago, and the injury came close to severing her spinal cord. Feel better, but no more surgery video, please. A woman has accused Rob Cohen, best known as the director of The Fast and the Furious, of sexual assault. She claims the director assaulted her in a hotel room after a business meeting in 2015. She says she lost consciousness after being cajoled into drinking alcohol by Cohen and woke up naked in his hotel room where Cohen was sexually assaulting her. Ugh, Fast and Furious pervo. The Trash Bin. Stacey Dash has got more problems than just a possible domestic violence charge. Turns out she's broke. She's asking to be repped by a public defender in her case. She was arrested after a domestic disturbance that ended with scratches on her husband's arm. Stacey says she had to fend him off, accusing him of turning her kids against her. Can you say nut job? Okay, nut job.
The news wrap up.
China's manufacturing activity expanded more than expected in September. The Uber app redesign includes public transit, combining ride-hailing and food delivery. The Match Group stock slid after the FTC sued the company for placing fake ads on its site. Facebook, Twitter, and Google are working to prevent deepfakes from fooling you. Hi, honey. How are you and the kids? Hey, this isn't my wife. It's Vladimir Putin.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Joker, starring Joaquin Phoenix, is tops of the box office.
The number one album.
Kirk by DaBaby is the best-selling album in the USA.
The number one app.
Driving Theory Test 4 finally knocks Minecraft out of first place.
The number one book.
Inside Out by Demi Moore is the best-selling nonfiction book.
Diplo has apologized for ruining Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner's Las Vegas wedding by live streaming this special occasion. He's made the apology in the new music video for the song Lonely, which the Jonas Brothers are featured in. As the video starts, Diplo texts an apology to Joe for everything, saying, "Hey Joe, sorry for streaming the most important day of your life that you intended to keep private. Hope we can move past this." Throughout the video, he tries to get in touch with the Jonas Brothers through texts, calling, and with a fruit basket arrangement. At the end of the video, the brothers decide to finally talk to Diplo, but his phone conveniently dies. Here's scene stealer Diplo featuring the Jonas Brothers with his song of the week, Lonely.
Wanna ride with you till the wheels fall off, till we're running out of road. Wanna dance with you till the music stops, till we got no place to go. Everybody needs a place to hide. This don't have to be a bumpy ride. I think we should be alone tonight, 'cause we don't have to be lonely. Everybody needs some company. Let's talk about it over one more drink. I think you should be alone with me, 'cause we don't have to be lonely.
That was Diplo featuring the Jonas Brothers with the song of the week, lonely. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.